This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Prosecutors have a lot of power in the criminal justice system, and with that much power concentrated on one side of a criminal case, a prosecutor's decisions can have a big impact on the accused and on the outcome. A new podcast from Wisconsin Watch and WPR takes a closer look at the role of the prosecutor through the lens of a number of criminal cases here in Wisconsin. It's called Open and Shut. It is out today. Phoebe Petrovic is the host and reporter behind Open and Shut. Phoebe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with a legal expert you talked to in the first episode. This is Angela J. Davis from American University. To clarify, not the activist Angela Davis, talking about the power prosecutors have in this clip. Here's a listen.
Police officers can only bring individuals to the courthouse door. It is the prosecutor who decides whether that individual will remain in the system and what they'll be charged with.
Phoebe, tell us more about what makes prosecutors such important players in the system and why it matters.
Yeah, so Angela Jordan Davis is a brilliant legal scholar reporting and researching the power of prosecutors. And she tells us that prosecutors are the most powerful actors or officials in the criminal justice system because they have two main powers: the power to bring charges, which is what you heard in that clip, and the power to broker plea deals. So whereas a police officer can pull you over or arrest you, it's the prosecutor who decides whether or not you are actually going to face criminal charges based off of that arrest. And then through the ability to choose which charges, that carry particular sentences, how many charges, and offer a plea deal, they really have the power to decide in some ways how long you will be entangled in the system. Plea bargaining happens in the vast majority of cases in Wisconsin and across the country. And so that means that the trial that people facing criminal charges, quote unquote, receive often takes place, in fact, in the prosecutor's office. And that's a paraphrase from the Center for Public Integrity, instead of in a courtroom before a jury of your peers.
You look at the issues through the lens of a couple different prosecutors, past and present. One is Vince Biskupic. Can you introduce us to him?
Absolutely. So Vince Biskupic is one of two prosecutors in the Fox Valley that we focused on, using them as a lens through which to view this larger system. Vince Biskupic is a former district attorney from Outagamie County. He came into office in 1994. Prior to that, he had most recently been the deputy district attorney in Winnebago County. And Biskupic was the DA in Outagamie County from 1994 to 2002. Now, that's an elected position. So he was the chief elected prosecutor in the county, bringing cases on behalf of the state. And his career as a prosecutor ended in 2002 when he unsuccessfully ran for attorney general against Peg Lautenschlager.
What are some, can you introduce us to some of the cases that Biskupic was involved in?
Absolutely. So we look at a half a dozen criminal cases that were considered sort of high profile cases from his career. These include an arson case, several homicide cases from Kokana, a rape case. So it really sort of spans the gamut of high level felony cases. In all of those, he gained convictions. In some of these cases that we look at, those convictions were challenged in appeals courts. And in two cases, they were convictions were either withdrawn or overturned.
You find in some cases accusations of irregularities in what prosecutors do, both Biskupic and Joe Paulus, another one, accusations that they handled things wrong in one way or another. What were some of the common elements that you ran into?
Sure. So a lot of our reporting focused on discovery. And so discovery is one of the most important aspects of any type of litigation. In a criminal case, that means the exchange of information between the prosecutor and the defense. And when you think about a criminal case, the defendant, is facing off against a prosecutor who has the police on their side, has potentially the state crime lab involved. So there's a lot of evidence that the state has and that statutes require the prosecutor to disclose. But one of the sort of structural problems is that the Wisconsin discovery statute doesn't specify exactly when the prosecutor has to turn over the information they have to turn over. And they don't necessarily have to do it prior to plea bargaining. And so many of the cases that we look at, sort of spanning the series, have in one way or another allegations of information or important evidence being improperly withheld. And the importance of that is that it, you know, it means that there isn't, that the defendant isn't able to argue their cases properly, or, you know, maybe they took a plea deal when they might have gone to trial to fight their case, or their defense attorney isn't able to cross-examine the witness or a witness as effectively as they might have if they had all the information that the prosecutor had at their disposal.
And speaking of witnesses, another common theme in the first couple episodes is another power prosecutors have to get somebody to offer their witness testimony against somebody being charged. They can offer that other person a nicer plea deal if they happen to be accused of a crime. How common is that tactic?
You know, that's common, and that also is perfectly legal and is standard practice. Mm. It's perfectly acceptable for that to happen. One of the problems we saw in our reporting, and that is pretty well documented, is the problem is if that incentive or if that deal isn't disclosed to the defense and to the jury. So often if a witness comes to testify against a co-defendant, let's say at a trial, there are standard questions that a prosecutor asks, you know, have we promised you a deal? Are you doing this of your own volition? Things like that. And sometimes that's very well the case. The problem in the cases that we've uncovered is potentially that not being disclosed.
One thing that struck me is a lot of times people are worried about wrongful convictions, the wrong person being put in prison for a crime. You also look at people who almost certainly did the crime they were accused of. Why is it important to focus on prosecutorial potential misconduct, even in those cases?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something I came up against while reporting this series a lot, from people saying, this person is so guilty. Why does it matter? Why do we care? And the answer that I got from law professors, people who study this for a living, people who are criminal defense attorneys themselves, they say it matters because we have to test the integrity of our system against the hard cases, even the brutal cases. You know, one law professor who told me this had just come back from overviewing military commissions hearings in Guantanamo Bay. And she's like, it's really important that we have due process for everyone in our system, because if we're not doing it in those cases, we're not doing it at all. And some of the cases we had allegations that, you know, a person, you know, admitted to being part of a homicide, but potentially was due, you know, potentially could have benefited from a slightly lower sentence, depending on whether or not all the information was disclosed. So for some people, you know, this can mean the difference between dying in prison or having the chance at parole. And then we also talked to, you know, friends and family members of crime victims or people who testified in criminal trials as witnesses, who said, you know, I'm totally convinced that this person is guilty and I really want that conviction to stick. And so if there was anything in the prosecution of this case that undermines the integrity of that conviction, that's a problem for me, because then I'm not so secure and I don't have closure. And so it's important to do that right.
Thanks to Phoebe Petrovic, creator of the Open and Shut podcast. You can check out the Open and Shut podcast online wherever you get your podcasts, or head over to WPR.org/openandshut. The first three episodes are active right now. Get it online at WPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts.